Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Oh, it is Direct Mail, Monday, August 14th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. As always, I start off by sharing my rhino of the day. And today it's a simple red rubber rhino. Say that 10 times fast. The red rubber, I can't even say it once. All right, let's get right to the direct mail. Today I am sharing the latest pieces that arrived in three separate campaigns from expert marketers. If you've been following my Direct Mail Monday installments, you've been following these along the way. First one, because it happens to be on the top of the pile, is this one. Open with care. Gamma dude enclosed. Please do not make him angry. This is along the lines of the comic book campaign I've been showing you from a marketing company known as GKIC, Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, looking for me to attend their next semi-annual event, and it's all a superhero theme if you've been following along, and so we have something from the desk of the CEO. I got it on my glasses, but it's in a handwritten font, and so it's appears to be more kind of personal, although Especially since this is going, you would think to successful marketers to attend a conference about successful marketing, but I even think the general public knows that this is simply a font and not actually handwritten. So be careful when you use handwritten stuff. The idea is for it to look at least like it's handwritten, and using a handwritten font, sometimes it does the trick, but you also, another lesson is you can't be too small with the handwritten fonts. Of course, I'll put on my glasses and I will read every word of it, because another lesson is when you write target audience, they'll take out a magnifying glass to read your message if they believe that it's something relevant to them. Hey, thanks for all those likes. That must be the one and only Brett Olaya. Nice seeing you, Brett Olaya. I don't know how you do that, but I like it. And then here is the, again, along the same comic book theme. Oh, and I guess it's a fold-out thing, so this is the, I don't know, but I think this is the front of it. So it's got like a picture, folds out. So there it is. So it's a picture of the Hulk, but when you open it up, it folds out to say there's their event, and smash puny results with their great advice and blah, blah, blah. And then there's the order form for it. And then there's all kinds of information on who the speakers are and what you're going to learn and how much fun you're going to have. And the whole comic book theme has continued to be carried on. And so I see what they're doing here is they're smashing the objections. So it costs too much. It's one objection to anyone attending a conference. So we're going to smash that with all this comp. Then another one is Cleveland. Seriously? That's where Dan Kennedy lives. So I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to talk about. He insists on it being in his hometown so he doesn't have to travel. And then what the heck is info marketing? So if you don't even know what the event's about. And then there's some more over here. So it takes me away from my business right in the middle of the week. Why would I do that? I've got info marketing all figured out. Why would I go? And so there are a range of objections ranging from someone who doesn't even know what info marketing is to someone who's so much an expert, they don't even think like going. So excellent work there, using your marketing piece to overcome objections. You want your marketing pieces that you're sending out, you want to think in terms of, what if I had a live salesperson going out to each person? Wouldn't I equip them with the objections people bring up and how to overcome them and how to talk about those things? And so that's why the old saying, I think it was coined by Claude Hopkins, I believe, way back, the author of Scientific Advertising, one of the founders of modern marketing himself, who said, the more you tell, the more you sell. So you see they're using just about every inch of space on this whole thing. Sure, there's a little Hulk photos, but you don't see a lot of, slogans, or it's local owned and operated, or serving the community since whatever, any of that BS, because they don't have to think about what to fill up space with. They have to think about how little space they have and what to take out that they would like to put in. It's pure selling information. So very smart from GKIC. Another one next on the pile is this one. If you've been following along, I called the toll-free number to get my idea kit and $200 savings certificate. And this is piece number 456 or something in the campaign from the Sunsetter Awning Company. So they sent me something that had a deadline. I didn't respond. Sent me stuff with a deadline. Didn't respond. Here's a new one with a new deadline. And you can see they're doing some really fun things here. They have the certificate kind of attached to the top of a letter. And the letter is from the president of the company. And then they have this savings code number. Ooh, when I call up, I've got to give them the code. That makes me feel that it's a real thing, even if every single one of them is printed with the same number. It seems like it's my unique code. Of course, they're not lie. You don't never want to lie to anybody, so it doesn't say your unique code. It says savings code, and the psychology is, wow, that, you know, could be unique to me, so this is something special. It does have my name printed on it. And then order now, and we're including a $99 awning cover free. So they've sweetened the pot with the bonus certificate. There's the expiration date. Oh, 7/31. This really did just arrive in the mail, maybe a week or two ago. I'll give them a break. But otherwise, that's a big mistake. You never want to mail anything that close to the deadline, that, especially in the summer when people go on vacation, they might not even be home for a week. You know, give them a little time to respond. But anyway, that's Sunsetter Awning, which I also get emails all the time, phone calls, and have gotten all kinds of stuff. So it's not just you call this toll-free number and one shot they take a chance on selling you an awning. No, smart companies follow up. Multiple steps. Stay on it, people. And the last one I'll share here today, and then I got a whole bunch of mail also to share, but I'll keep that for next week, and we'll do one big general mailing stuff from people I don't know, otherwise known as junk mail, but I'll show some of that stuff. But this one is a follow-up campaign and what I call the Lost Customer campaign. I didn't call that. Dan Kennedy, Bill Glazer from Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, my biggest mentors in direct response marketing, call it that. But it's someone who was doing business with you, no longer is, through whatever happened. And I've shared several steps here about that company, GKIC, that I was at one point number one in the advisor and was running the largest chapter group of their students. And then we had a falling out when the business was sold, and new management, and then new management again, whatever. And, you know, we're attempting to repair that relationship. And so my beautiful wife, Michelle, opened this one, and I took a peek. It is a special report that you have to subscribe to, but the president of the company has sent it to me personally with a handwritten note about a phone conversation we had. So several things I've received in the mail. And then we spoke on the phone, and now here's a handwritten note saying, you know, great talking to you last week, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to submit a note. And with this report saying, I thought of you because of this report. And so, of course, I'm going to read through that report, which, by the way, is no little deal here. It's a 48-page report or something. It's a lot of really great stuff right from the desk of Dan Kennedy himself, one of the number one experts in direct response marketing for small business owners and larger business owners, if they have a clue. And some of his clients started small and become big businesses now. And Dan is a genius, and I will be reading every word of this. And again, I was the number one Dan Kennedy advisor for a while, so very appropriate to send this to me to woo me back into getting together. And this arrived, and my beautiful wife Michelle is like, Saturday night, we were watching some kind of movie. I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, we were watching the season of The House of Cards. I didn't know that this had been on and out since May. Everyone watched it in one day, right? So it's like the fourth or fifth or sixth season or whatever that thing, and it gets more ridiculous every year if you watch that thing. I won't give it away, but all kinds of people you would not suspect of being murderous, kidnapping murderers are, so it's hilarious. And it was quite out of control this season, but we watched it, and Michelle was like, hey, break over that popcorn. This arrived in the mail from the Popcorn Factory from, I see the return address with the Popcorn Factory, but it's a gift from GKIC. Please see card enclosed from GKIC. And I said, honey, I'm going to open that on direct mail Monday because it's another piece in this follow-up campaign to repair the relationship. So take a ooh, and now I'm cutting through the card. So the card is right as a part of the packing label, packing the packing package slip. So there it is. So very nice. Ah, this is not part of that campaign. So I digress. This is because I agreed to promote the next iteration, the next version of Dan Kennedy's signature product called Magnetic Marketing, that I have owned three separate versions of it, and a new one is coming out in September. And I said I would love to promote Dan's Magnetic Marketing because it launched me from nothing to the phone ringing off the hook. I've used it for multiple clients. If we don't hit it the first time, we eventually do get it right, but a lot hit it right the first time because it's got a toolkit with sample letters that Dan Kennedy's students have sent in that actually work to make money. You just got to pretty much change your name and phone number and whatever in there, and the phone rings. So this is your thanks for to promote the Magnetic Marketing. So you'll be hearing more from me about that in September, but I still might as well open this anyway. So this is not part of the we're wooing you back. Let's stop being enemies and start being friends again. But this is part of being friends again. I love to promote Magnetic Marketing because, again, that changed my life. Dan's been my number one mentor in direct response marketing, and I know it'll change other lives, so I'm happy to promote it. And there it is, the Popcorn Factory. Oh, and I know Brett Elias is still here. Look at all these people here. Darren Stork, Coach, Greg Bowen, a whole Merle. I know there's a bunch of Cubbies fans here from Chicago, and so look what's on this this bounce back, this flyer that's included from the Popcorn Company, Popcorn Authority, Popcorn Factory, is as a sample, they're showing you a Cubbies, cup full of Cubbies popcorn, which brings back the memories of that, what's the gourmet Chicago popcorn, something with a G, Garrett's or Garnett's or something like that, somebody ought to know here. And so, check that out. I won't open it here, we'll just call an end to the, might as well. It's got a whole gift wrap box thing, and so we'll open it up right here if I can. And oh, look at that. Yes, we're glad we opened it because look how fun that is. This is the kind of stuff, folks, you want to send your clients, people that are doing business with you. So we got all kinds of gourmet stuff here. We got gourmet peanuts and some kind of chocolate chip cookies, and we got cheese popcorn. And we got white cheddar popcorn that my beautiful wife Michelle, who's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will love the cheddar. And, oh, look at that. We got these gourmet jelly beans. What are those things called? Forget. And some kind of pure sugar candies, green and red stars. Seems like something to do with Christmas, but anyway. Oh, and there's more. But wait, there's more. There is s'mores corn. See, there's s'more. There's s'more on the. You probably do that on purpose. They put it on the bottom so you go, there's s'more, and there's s'more. Who knew? And one last thing we got is Pixie's Milk Chocolate. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's like a little Reese's type of thing, whatever, but we'll open that up. So whole bunch of cool gourmet kind of stuff and a fun gift thing. And I haven't even done anything yet. But you see what happens when people agree to promote your business, to give you referrals, to say they will help, that's a good time to send a gift because now don't I feel obligated to reciprocate? Doesn't that invoke that reciprocity? Like one of, I think it was 7 rules in Robert Cialdini's book, Influence, if you don't have that one, it's a must read. Influence is one of the reciprocity is one of the factors in influence. So they want to influence me to follow through. I said I pledge, it's like pledges when you call up the Jerry Lewis telethon or something, and you pledge, that doesn't mean those people then follow up and actually send in the check. Nowadays, they do a lot with credit cards. But in the old days, you know, they still had to get people to follow up and actually do the pledge that they pledged and send that money. So here, I said I would promote, and they say, thank you for promoting, assuming in advance, of course, I'm going to promote, which I would do without this stuff. But now I'm obligated to say, you know, psychologically obligated, like, well, they sent me all that stuff. So for $30 or whatever it costs to send this stuff, I'm going to promote their thing, and And in the past, I know they made over six figures, multiple six figures for me promoting their stuff and getting all kinds of people getting their materials and moving up the ascension ladder, it's called, that do more and more with them. Even people that I join a platinum group, their highest level, like $27,000 a year thing and whatever. So they made plenty of money from me. And I never promoted stuff to say, like, I'm just promoting it. I'm promoting it because I believe in it. So, but it helps to lock in your people with stuff like this. So there are lessons today on follow-ups, multiple steps in the campaign, and I suspect this will not be the last time I will hear from them. And I also, now that I mentioned that, I did get an immediate email confirming and getting my information and getting lined up. Here are the dates, and we'll let you know, and blah, 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 blah. So that's it for direct mail money. As always, at the end, I go to questions. Get a question here. Ricketts? I don't know. Ricketts. Ricketts is the name of the client of mine, new client. But also, Ricketts is the company that owns the Chicago Cubs. And do they own the popcorn factory? It's possible. Entrepreneurs. We all own multiple things. That's why we're entrepreneurs. But I don't know, because they also have, as another sample, you Cubby fans were zeroed in, I know, on the Cubs thing, but there's a Baltimore Orioles thing also. So I know the rule is you're not allowed to own two professional sports teams in the same league. You have to at least put on the appearance that you're competing. Hey, it's Cubs and Cardinals. They're enemies. They're competing. Red Sox, Yanks, they're competitors. Yeah, of course not. They profit share and everything from TV money to souvenir sales and so forth. But anyway, I digress. That's it for Direct Mail Monday. Any other questions here? Love the material. Great work. Brett Elia, thanks for your likes and thanks for being here, everyone. If anyone else has a comment, question, concern, anything at all, let me know. Otherwise, you can always let me know afterwards and I'll check back. But that's it for Direct Mail Monday. I will be back tomorrow for Topical Tuesday. And there certainly is a ton of stuff happening in the news, is there not? I will pull something out of the crazy news that I stay away from as much as possible. So I know crazy stuff happened over the weekend, and the TV was like wall-to-wall, crazy, crazy, absolute lunatic, murdering craziness going on and what is going on. But I will pull something out of that's topical, and I will share it with you tomorrow along with a business lesson on Topical Tuesday. So thanks for being here today, and I'll see you back here again tomorrow. Tomorrow for Topical Tuesday. That's it for me. Over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.